You see, sometimes it is very difficult to wait because things are too exciting. But waiting is not just about getting through a certain time to get to something else. Waiting is also an important time because it helps us to prepare. And it's important to be prepared because if we're not, things could go wrong. I'm going to hand to Steve.
Yeah, it's important that we get ready, that we get prepared. And I've got just a few little snippets of people who weren't prepared. Mr. Charles Green was a pioneer balloonist going back several years. And of course, if you're going to fly a hot air balloon, you need to make preparations. Well, he thought he'd made his preparations. And so he got into the basket and he lit the fire. Unfortunately for him, the balloon started to go up, but the basket didn't. Because what he'd forgotten was to tie the bits of rope. They were hanging loosely around, but he hadn't secured them. So the basket was there and the balloon was going up. He hadn't made his last minute preparations. Even worse than that, if that was me, I'd have stayed in the basket. Mr. Charles Green didn't. He hung on to the hoop of this balloon. And he was seen dangling over Cheltenham in his hot air balloon. He wasn't quite ready. Ralph Walton was a boxer. Not very good one, though. Because he was making his preparations, and the fight was just about to start, and the bell was about to ring. He thought it would be a good idea to readjust his gum shield, because you need to have a gum shield when you do it. So he's readjusting his gum shield, didn't hear the bell, and the other boxer came over, one punch, knocked him out. The fastest knockout, making preparations, but really at the last minute. Slightly different this one, but Mr. and Mrs. Farmer of Margate decided to go and have a holiday in Wales. So they made the long journey by train to Wales. When they got there, they thought it'd be a really good idea to go on the British Rail Mystery Tour. So they booked up and got on the British Rail Mystery Tour on a long train journey back to Margate, where they had come from. Mr. Green said, "I thought we would go and see the Welsh Mountains or something like that," as he sat at home, declining a tour of the town of Margate, deciding to have a cup of tea at his own home instead. And last but not least, Senhor Isidore Iranda, a Christian, Brazilian goalie. And he was there, and he had, like a lot of footballers, they had their preparations to get ready. His last preparation was to go between the goal, to go on his knees, and to pray. So that's what he was doing. Unfortunately, the referee had blown his whistle, and Roberto Rivellino, anybody who knows football, probably just you, Simon, Kate, maybe, Brazilian, a world-class footballer. Someone took the kickoff, passed it to Rivellino. He shot, and as Isidore was praying, the ball went in to the back of the net. Preparations and getting our preparations right. Being ready is so, so important this Christmas time. And we've got some people who I think are going to help us in just a second.
I'd like to introduce a couple of people who are going to show us how important preparations are. And that's Jose and Sam, who I think are somewhere around... Oh, there they are.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
You're looking lovely this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hang on, I'm not quite ready yet.
Okay. Oh. Come on, Sam.
Oh. Hello.
Oh. Hi, Jose.
Hello, all.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Sam, guess what?
What?
It's Advent!
Advent.
My mum says it's a time when Christians get ready to celebrate Jesus' birth.
Really? But Christmas is still ages away.
I know, but we need to start getting ready and thinking about Jesus now. Hey, want to come round mine after school and help?
Oh, I can't. I'm grounded.
What? In trouble again, Sam.
Yeah, but this time it really wasn't my fault.
Well, what happened?
Well, you see, my mum told me a special guest was coming for tea.
Oh, how exciting. Who was it?
Well, I thought it must be my best mate, Nate, just back from holiday.
What? Your best mate, mate?
No, my best mate, Nate. He's great.
Oh, I bet you can't wait to see your best mate, Nate, who's great.
Yeah, well, anyway, I've got my skateboard all ready for him and I put it in the hall.
Well, sounds good, because Nate loves skateboarding.
Yeah, same as me, yeah. And then I made a special tea for him.
Ooh, what did you make?
A great big wobbly jelly. His favourite, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, and I wore that hoodie that he gave me for my birthday.
Oh, the one with Dennis the Menace on?
Yeah, the one with Nasher biting Dennis's bottom.
His bottoms? But, Sam, I still don't understand how you got into trouble.
Well, it turned out I was wrong.
Wrong? About what?
Well, you see, Nate wasn't the special guest coming to tea.
He wasn't?
No, it was my nan.
But it must have been nice to see your nan, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, really nice, but it would have been better if I'd known it was her coming.
Sam, what went wrong?
Well, you see, my nan doesn't like jelly. She likes tea and cake. And she thought my hoodie with Nasha biting Dennis's bottom was really rude.
Oh, dear. That must have been really embarrassing, but I don't see why you got into so much trouble.
Oh, well, it wasn't the jelly or the hoodie that got me in trouble.
It wasn't?
No, it was the skateboard.
The skateboard?
Yeah, I left it in the hall, remember?
Yeah.
When my nan came in, she stepped on it and she flew right through the kitchen, out the back door, down the steps, bomb, 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 and into the fish pond. Splash!
Oh no, poor Nan and poor fish.
Yeah, and poor me. My mum thought I'd done it on purpose and that's why I'm grounded.
Oh, Sam, maybe you should have taken the time to ask your mum who the special guest was before rushing off to get ready.
You're right. It's no good getting ready if you don't know what you're getting ready for.
That's a good point. Maybe I'd better find out more about Jesus and Christmas before I start getting ready.
Yeah, you don't want Jesus to slip over on your skateboard, do you?
That's not exactly what I meant. Anyway, say goodbye, Sam.
Okay, goodbye, Sam.
No, 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 no. Say goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye, Sam.
No, I give up. Bye, everyone.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
As I said at the beginning, there was a prophecy, it's called, in the Bible, where God said, I am coming. And then people waited 400 years. Of course, they didn't all survive that time. Most of them died. But for generations, they kept waiting. And word was passed down, God is coming. But he didn't ever seem to arrive. And so most people, as we all do when we wait and something doesn't happen, is they did their own thing. They thought, well, if God's not coming, we'll just make up our own way of doing things. And they started to ignore God. But there were a couple of people who were very faithful and waited a long time. And they were called Simeon and Anna. And when Jesus was eventually born and God did come to earth, they were waiting. They kept going to the temple and waiting and waiting and waiting for the arrival of God. And he didn't come, but they kept going. And then eventually this little baby was brought in by Mary and Joseph. And Simeon knew immediately that this was God come to earth, promised 400 years ago. And so he went over and he praised God for Jesus' arrival. And Anna was a very old lady, was also waiting. And when she saw the little baby Jesus, she knew immediately as well that this was God's promise fulfilled. This had happened. And she praised God and she worshipped God too. Now, we don't have 400 years, but we do have 3 weeks. And we're not waiting thinking, is God coming, is God not coming, because we're celebrating that God has come here to earth. But we still have 3 weeks to prepare for Christmas. Now, what do you need to prepare for Christmas? Anyone? Yes. Christmas shopping, yes. Christmas tree. Stable, decorations, the nativity scene, yes. Lego. Lego decorations, excellent. Anything else to prepare? Yes.
Food.
Of course we need food, David. Yes. Anything else? Beds for visitors, house cleaned, yes. A budget to be set. We need a budget, especially this year, I tell you. Yes. Wrap your presents, of course, yes. Get the stockings ready. Anything else? Yes. Yeah, make arrangements with the family, very important. Where are we going? Who's coming? Yes. Get a snack for Santa. Ooh, what, milk? We used to do milk. Is milk not... No. Oh, sorry. Oh, mince pie. Okay. Oh, carrots. Yeah. Always wondered why Santa wanted carrots. Joking. Anyway, yes.
Goodwill to all men and women.
Goodwill to all men and women. Oh, that's quite grand. That makes me feel... inadequate, but we'll do it. Yes, anything else? Anything over here? We've only had David with food. Nothing. No more preparations. Well, there are lots of things to do. There's lots of preparations to be made, but they're just the things we prepare for Christmas. What about preparing for Jesus? It's difficult, isn't it? Because we prepare lots of practical things, getting everything ready. But when God came, he came to live in our hearts. How do we prepare ourselves over these 3 weeks for God? I've got a poem that was called Advent 1955. I'm up with the times, and I like to come with the latest things to church. It goes like this. The Advent wind begins to stir with sea-like sounds in our Scotch fir. It's dark at breakfast, dark at tea, and in between we only see clouds hurrying across the sky. And rain-wet roads the winds blow dry, and branches bending to the gale against great skies all silver pale. The world seems travelling into space and travelling at a faster pace than in the leisured summer weather when we and it sit out together. For now we feel the world spin round on some momentous journey bound. Journey to what? To whom? To where? The Advent bells call out, prepare, your world is journeying to the birth of God made man for us on earth. And how, in fact, do we prepare the great day that waits us there for the 25th day of December, the birth of Christ? For some it means an interchange of hunting scenes on coloured cards. And I remember last year I sent out 20 yards laid end to end of Christmas cards to people that I scarcely know. They'd sent a card to me and so I had to send one back. Oh dear. Is this a form of Christmas cheer? Or is it, which is less surprising, my pride gone mad in advertising? The only cards that really count are that extremely small amount from real friends who keep in touch and are not rich but love us much. Some ways indeed are very odd by which we hail the birth of God. We raise the price of things in shops, we give plain boxes fancy tops, and lines which traders cannot sell, thus parceled, go extremely well. We dole out bribes we call a present to those to whom we must be pleasant for business reasons. Our defence is these bribes are charged against expenses and bring relief in income tax. Enough of these unworthy cracks. The time draws near the birth of Christ, a present that cannot be priced, given 2,000 years ago.
Yes, if God had not given so, he still would be a distant stranger and not the baby in a manger. Written in 1955, but it's still very true. Yes, Adrian. It's by John Betjeman. But still very true. We prepare all these things, but the most important thing is to prepare ourselves for Jesus. At the end of the service, I've got a little booklet, if you want to take one. For each Sunday in Advent, it's got a Bible reading, and it's got a time to think, or if you're a family or with friends, it's got a discussion time. 5 or 10 minutes during each Sunday of Advent to read the Bible and to think or talk with friends and family about what's going to happen in 3 weeks' time. Might help us to prepare this year. I want to hand over to Steve one last time. I think we're going to be doing a little journey together.